Even though I walk through the valley, sometimes it feels like I crawl through the valley. But I got a promise that I hold on tight to. I can't lose when I'm right beside you. Yeah, gotta know the plans you have for me when my cup is overflowing. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down, you pick me up. Coming to me, the devil tried to make me turn away. Cause even on my worst day, yeah, if I get down, you pick me up from the ground. You give me love that don't give out, giving no conditions. You lift me up and up again now. No matter who's around, I'll let my hallelujah get loud like a freight train, sunshine. So while I'm in the in between, I'ma live my life knowing if I get down.
Again, here with Caleb and John. Check them out at calebandjohn.com here from the Visible Music College Studios. John, what was the first album? Now, see, I'm getting a little nervous because you guys are getting younger on me all the time, but what was the first album you bought with your own money?
Oh my goodness. So my first car, it was a super old car. I don't even know what kind of car it was, but I just remember it didn't have, I think it was like a Honda CRV, but it didn't have any Bluetooth or anything like that, but it did have a CD player.
Yeah.
This is so weird. So it had a CD player. And so every paycheck I would go buy a CD. So I have this massive CD collection now. But the first,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'll have to show it to you at some point.
Take him to the puppy muffin.
Exactly.
All of them.
But yeah, the first CD I remember buying, this is so weird too. So I was not a big One Direction guy, but yeah. Niall Horan, his debut album was incredible. And I fell in love with like a few of his songs. I was like, I gotta go get this whole record. So I went and I bought the whole thing, and I have very vivid memories of just listen. I know like the order of the songs because I would just listen to them in order.
Listen, John, this is a safe space, buddy. Don't you worry about it. That's all right. A lot of people are gonna hear this, but this is safe. It's okay. All right, Caleb, what about you?
I'm trying to think of what the first one that I bought with my own money was. Because I think, well, I will say this. Speaking of boy bands, I won a free Jonas Brothers CD in a contest somehow. I don't know how I did it. And it was the one with the year 3000 on it.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was.
Oh, we all know.
It was when you look me in the eye. Oh man, I'd be like, yeah, I hate the Jonas Brothers too. When you look me in the eyes. But anyway, that, so I didn't buy that one with my own money. I'm trying to remember what it was. Honestly, it might, it was probably one of the Stephen Curtis Chapman albums. I mean, yeah. I'm a huge Stephen Curtis Chapman fan, have been and continue to be as well. But he was my musical influence and all that, and still is to a great extent. But it was probably one of those if I had to guess.
April 15th, 2024, Puffy Muffin, Jonas Brothers covers.
Yes.
Everybody mark your calendar. We'll see you there. All right. Well, hey, well, Caleb, stick with you. Who are your influences growing up? You mentioned Stephen Curtis Chapman. Who else?
I mean, he was a big one. So, I mean, for him, like he was the one, because like I was playing instruments, like I was songwriting and I was singing, and I was like, man, he can do all three of those things super well. I'd love to be like that, you know? But I mean, it was, we definitely listened to some Third Day. I mean, we really just CCM, like at the end of the day, like I mean, we hit on that early Matthew yeah. West when he came on the scene, like that sort of thing, like Jars of Clay and like just kind of, I mean, I got into a little skillet in my moody phase.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie about it, but yeah, really just, I mean, Christian radio. And I mean, we busted out some old, my dad had a massive CD and cassette tape collection of old school Christian rock. Like we busted out like Petra, Rick Kua, like, you know, Russ Taff, like some of those old school ones as well. Oh, yeah. I listened to a bunch of that stuff too. So
have you gotten across paths with Stephen Curtis Chapman yet and telling this?
I mean, not really. I mean, I've met him a couple times and just like in meet and greets for concerts. And I met him when it came to Belmont one time. Cause I think he went there for like a little while, like a year or something. And then he kind of dropped out, or just got famous and was like, I don't need this anymore. I don't know. But, but yeah, we got to meet a couple times, but not in a lasting like industry way.
Yeah.
So someday.
April 15th, 2020. Puppy Muffin. Stephen Curtis Chapman, Jonas Brothers covers. We're gonna have this whole thing planned by the end. All right, John, what about you, man? Who are some of your influences growing up?
So my mom would play a lot of CCM, but I think when I was picking up music and when I was starting to write and learn how to play the guitar, there's a guy named Passenger who has this song. I think his name is Mike Rosenberg, but his artist name is Passenger.
Yeah.
And he had this song called "Let Her Go." You only need a light when it's burning low. Anyways,
oh, yeah. I love this
song. Well, I checked out his whole catalog, and he just has these incredibly written songs. So that was a big one as far as writing goes. I love just his style of writing. And then, I mean, I love like the old school rock, like the Eagles type sound and yeah. stuff like that. So like Fleetwood Mac and probably the Eagles sonically are big influences for me.
I'm the child of a loving father. I'm a part of the family. His mercy is sweet like summer, and he's always welcoming. So if you feel like you're going under, come and fall on amazing grace. He's the God who can walk on water, and his love can change. Somebody like me, somebody like you, you come as you are and you leave brand new. If you're feeling broken, running out of hope, then just look how his love set free. Somebody like me.
we're getting ready to wrap up here with Caleb and John. Check them out at CalebandJohn.com. We're here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. I like to end with a little rapid fire. You got your game face on?
We ready.
Caleb, what's your favorite junk food?
Candy corn.
Oh, I freaking love candy corn. John, what's yours?
That's a good one, especially after Halloween. I'm going to have to go with Sour Patch Kids.
People judge us so hard on candy corn. I think they're just, they need help.
Yeah.
They're miserable.
Just leave me alone. Let me eat my candy corn. I ain't bothering you. I don't care. Just leave my candy corn alone. Oh, man. John, what's your favorite month of the year?
March. Because
it's your birthday.
Caleb, what about you?
I was also going to pick August because it's my birthday, but it's also my wife's birthday, her sister's, her brother's, her mom's birthday. We have a lot of August birthdays in my family, so we all try to get together and do something. But,
all right. Caleb, what dish do you cook best?
I cook salmon best.
Really?
Yes. I cook.
My wife would be thrilled to hear this.
Anytime, man. Next time we're up in Memphis, I got you, man. Just a nice little salmon in the skillet.
All right. John, what about you?
So mine is not nearly as impressive as salmon. I'm going to have to go with grilled cheese.
Yeah, Caleb did. That wasn't cool. He did drop a salmon on us. I'm like, all right. Well,
sorry, guys.
What do you want me to do with that? All right, John, what color is your toothbrush?
Blue.
Caleb?
Red.
Caleb, in the movie about your life, what actor would play you?
Dennis Quaid. No, I'm kidding. Whatever guy plays Andrew on The Chosen.
Thank you. That is the answer.
I was literally sitting here. I was like, kind of swimming. Okay, anyway. John, what about you? What about you? Randy Quaid.
There you go.
Dennis and Randy.
Randy Quaid.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah.
If we're trying to make me look good, we'll do Harry Styles.
See, that's always the point of it. The guys, when I ask them, they're always gonna get some heartthrob somewhere. You know, that's what they're always getting. It's like Matthew McConaughey. I was like, you don't look anything like Matthew McConaughey. Anyway. All right, Caleb, what's your least favorite holiday?
My least favorite holiday. I love holidays. I mean, I love celebrating holidays.
What's your favorite holiday?
Favorite holiday is Christmas for sure.
Yeah.
Second favorite is Thanksgiving, which I'm excited. We're coming up.
Coming up.
Least favorite. That is really tough. Least favorite holiday. I don't have any least favorite holidays. I'm sorry.
We're going President's Day. That's your answer. We're sticking with it. John, what about you?
So I'm glad I had more time than Caleb did. After some serious consideration, I'm going to have to say my least favorite holiday is Groundhog's Day. And the reason is, first off, I have to say I love the movie. Cool movie. However, what's the point, you know? Like,
the point is to tell whether we're going to have a long winter or an early spring, dude.
That groundhog knows nothing. That groundhog's an idiot. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
100% success rate. 100%.
It's 80 degrees outside. He's telling me it's winter for the next 6 weeks.
100%.
All right. That's fair. Groundhog Day. All right. John, if you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Captain America.
That's a good one. That's mine. Caleb.
Also Captain America.
Look at us go. I got him right here. Can you see? Wait, which way is my? There he is right there.
Nice.
Right next to Bob Ross.
The values, man. The integrity.
Yeah, that's right. Favorite board game, Caleb?
Chess. I like chess. Does that count as a board game?
Oh, yeah. That's a board game. John, what about you?
So there's this game. I don't know if it's a popular game or not. I don't think it's a very popular game. Called Galapagos. And you basically are stuck on this island, and every day you get have like these food rations and these water rations, and your goal is to try and build these rafts to try and escape the island, and there's like a certain amount of time. It's a really fun game, and it gets really crazy because there's these mystery cards that, you know, you can like, yeah, it just, it gets wild. You have to look it up, but it's a lot of fun. My wife and I love the game. So
I played Galapagos with John one time, and I discovered it is not about creating a raft and getting off the island. It's who can get the gun first.
You shoot everybody. You shot everybody. John
got the gun, and he shot everybody, and then he won. I was like... It's work together. It's like, well, I've got the gun now. I can do whatever I want. You're dead, and I win. I was like,
it's a terrible game. What if we put a gun in Monopoly? That would really spice things up, right?
That would be
you
great.
Got Boardwalk. I just shot you. Now I have Boardwalk.
It's like, what?
You just put guns in games, John. It's not the way this works. Every game, checkers. Well, I got the gun.
Well, I got the gun, man. I
shot all your kings. I shot all your kings, all your pieces. Chess, I got the gun. This is all I'm going to do now. I'm just going to start inserting guns into every game I play. And no one will know it. No one will know it. But then, so I've got the gun. I shoot everything you have.
I love the game because he gets the gun and wins.
That's incredible. It's called Galapagos?
It's called Galapagos.
Gosh, okay. I'm going to go back and listen to this 15 times to figure out how to type it. But I'll get it. All right. Enough about that. We'll play it at Puffy Muffin. All right, John, you got a time machine for one day. Where do you go?
Ooh, that's tough. I feel like the best answer is the Sermon on the Mount. I'll say that.
Now, see, John, that's true. But here's the thing. I interviewed somebody once, and this is what they brought up. We wouldn't have a clue what he was saying. The whole time Jesus is talking, it's like, man, I'm not sure. Where are we? I got my Bible out, you know? It's like, what translation are we in? What translation is this?
What?
Yeah. Anyway, but it would be cool to be there. I'm cool with being with Jesus. But it would be funny if, like, I'm not sure what's happening. Because anybody here speak English? We haven't been invented yet. But if you could help me out over here, it'd be great. That's a good one. All right, Caleb, what about you?
I would go to, I don't know. I think I would have to see the crucifixion. Mm. I mean, because then I wouldn't have to understand what was going on. I would catch it from context. I think that would be the wildest thing.
Caleb, what was your favorite cartoon growing up?
My favorite cartoon growing up. What was it? Well, later on it was Phineas and Ferb. I love Phineas and Ferb. Just such a classic. And then growing up, I mean, what are some of those old Cartoon Network cartoons?
Johnny Test.
Dang. Like Kids Next Door or something like that.
All right.
That's a solid one. I grew up on that one.
John, what about you?
So I'm a massive Star Wars fan. And when I was 8 years old, I think, the Star Wars The Clone Wars animated movie came out. And then they started doing this TV show, and they ended up discontinuing the TV show. But it was an incredible TV show. But then they picked it back up, I think, when Disney bought Star Wars. And so I remember when I was like 20, 21 years old, me and all my friends that had watched this show since we were like 8 years old all got together and had like a boys' night and finished, you know, the last season. I'm going to say Star Wars The Clone Wars.
Love it. All right. Last but not least, John, something you hate that everyone else loves.
You gave me all this time. And so this is the first thing that came to mind. Not everyone hates this, but pineapple on pizza is my hot take. I don't really like it that much.
I'm with you. That's okay.
Thank you.
I support John in this. Caleb, what about you?
You also gave me the entire interview to think about this. And I've kind of been coming back to it, and I'm just like, what do I like? What do I hate that everybody else likes? I mean, definitely I'm not as big a fan of pineapple on pizza. That's for sure. However, it is my wife's favorite, so I have it often. But I would say, weirdly, I kind of have a love-hate relationship with social media.
It's just
so like, man, it's just a lot, you know what I mean? Especially like for us, like keeping up with everything. And like, I like being able to communicate it, but at the end of the day, I'm just like, it's exhausting, man. It's exhausting. So I've been trying to be intentional about like taking some time and just like, getting off the grid a little bit. And especially my wife and I, we just moved into our new house the other day. And so just taking some time to kind of just get off the grid and just kind of appreciate what we have in the immediate around us rather than just looking at what the entire world's up to, you know?
I'm with you. That's a good one. These are both good. Listen, you guys quit eating pineapple on pizza. It's not real. Quit doing that. And then get off social media and quit yelling at people on the internet. If you're listening to this, quit yelling at people on the internet.
Stop it.
We think you're nuts. That's because you are. They're Caleb and John here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Check them out at CalebandJohn.com. Guys, thanks so much for hanging out today. You've been a ton of fun.
Thanks for having us, man.
Thank you.
You got it. Everybody mark your calendars. April 15th, Puffy Muffin, Brentwood, Tennessee. It's going to be out of control.
Some days I touch the clouds, and some days my best friend has been in the cold, hard ground. But there's mercy new each morning, comfort through the night. My eyes are fixed on Jesus, and I'm gonna be alright.
I got that hallelujah.
Season for the prize, but my hope is never faded, 'cause it's anchored in the truth. My Father goes before me, and His joy will see me through.
I got that hallelujah feeling down in my soul. I got that hallelujah feeling, and it won't let go. I've been born again, yes and amen. No matter what comes, I know.
You've been listening to Behind the Tunes with Austin Black. You can reach the show at behindthetunes@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in next time as we go Behind the Tunes.